the blood of Jesus Christ. Just receive that on you. It's yours. Just walk in it now. Just walk in it now. Just walk in it now. In Jesus' name. Honey, I'm going to lay my hand upon you right now. The fire of God's going to flow through you. God is releasing you. Every form of verbal and vocal abuse is coming off you. Now, as you're standing there receiving, I want to explain something. And I would, everybody, please hear this. True prophetic people never want to ridicule, attack, or expose a person that has damaged, hurt, afflicted another person. Because as we sang today, we have to understand it was not the person that afflicted them. It was a spiritual entity using them. So when I talk to this young lady about the verbal abuse that's coming off of you, it's not the people that did it. We forgive them. We release them. They don't know what they did. But the spirits that have attacked you, they are releasing their hold over you. I want to tell you right now what's happening. Every time a lie is exposed, it loses its power. When the lie is exposed in the light, it loses its power. A lie is only effective in darkness. This is what I see. I see five fishing hooks in your heart that have line on them. These are five males, five men, beginning with your own dad, okay, and going down like a chain. They're all coming out of your heart today, okay. Now let me explain this. What am I seeing? I'm seeing hooks, fishing hooks in her heart with line, fishing line. Okay? This is prophetic symbolism. It's a vision where God uses an emblem, a sign, a symbol to explain something to us. Now, for prophetic people in this room, let me give you one of the greatest places to start. I tell spiritual children, students, if you want to start moving prophetically, read, study, build into your life Matthew chapter 13. It's the chapter of parables. Jesus was the master of parables. The prophets of old were masters at parables. You have to understand the parable language. The other day I was in a meeting. I looked at a man. I saw a Lexus emblem on his chest. I said, well, that doesn't mean anything. I walked up to the man, began to minister. It was not a Lexus emblem. I said, brother, God shows me it's the desire of your heart to have a Lexus. He almost fell off his chair. See, we don't realize Hebrews 11:6. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Huh? God is a rewarder. I like rewards.
Yes, sir.
How many like rewards?
Yes, sir. Amen.
God is a rewarder. God, open our eyes to that this morning. God wants to reward you. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
We didn't come here this morning because we have to. We came here because we get to. We want to.
Yes, sir. Amen.
God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
Amen.
You seek Him, He rewards you. By the time I could tell you about rewards in my life. You know, like sitting in the hot tub on St. Bart's where movie stars go for $5,000 a night. $5,000 a night. I'm sitting in the hot tub with no money in my pocket. Walking the beach of Anguilla where Oprah has a condo. Hey, Oprah. With no money in my pocket. John, how'd you get there? Rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. God rewards His people. Come on, somebody. We need to open our eyes to that. The religious spirit's been trying to blind us to all these duties. God wants to bless His people. Hallelujah. So just receive that right now.
Yes,
sir. So right now, all of these hooks are coming out. It's going to change your mind forever. Glory to God. You are so much more than you think. And that people have said, God has really gifted you in this scientific realm. In this medical realm. Whoa, here we go. Are you ready? I'm believing God. Now let me explain this. When a prophetic word goes forward, you know what it does? It reveals the inner potential. Come here, hon. God's going to heal you this morning. Or is it afternoon yet? I just want to give the Baptist a chance to get to Wendy's so we can have room when we get there. Stay there. Woo! Revealing potential. The prophetic reveals inner potential. So when I say something like, you have the ability here for scientific research. I can see you in a laboratory, be it a major college, university, studying and hunting for a cure. Hunting for a cure for cancer or lupus or whatever. When I'm looking at you right now, and it just hit me, boom, when I backed up, I saw that for you. Now, the question is, will you go and fulfill it? This is where people have gotten into trouble. They say, oh, he's a false prophet, or they're a false prophet because their word didn't come to pass. Wait. Major difference between a false prophet and someone who did not pursue their prophetic promise. Remember this, a false prophet leads people away from Jesus Christ. Big difference. So what I'm telling you is the inner potential that you have in the scientific world, in the realm of exploring and discovering and research. Now, I believe after today, if you will pursue this, don't think about your age, don't think about anything naturally, but if you will pursue this educationally, boom, 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 doors are going to start open for you. If you'll take a step toward this in the name of Jesus. So right now, we're going to deal with your heart and your mind, starting with Dad and going down through four. And I don't mean to be over revelatory in the sense of embarrassment or something, but out of the pure love of God. Remember that, church. Please hear this. And I'm giving you a lot. True prophets and prophetic people must carry the nature, character, and likeness of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
So in the pure love of God, we reveal these things to bring healing, health, and life to you. I'm telling you right now, your life's changing this morning. You're never going to be the same again. So we're going to start with Dad. He's number one. And we're going to go to four abusive male situations in your life. And they're all coming out of your heart, coming out of your mind, coming out of your body, coming out of your life. Because there's going to be a quickening of your physical body that's connected to these soulish situations that have happened since childhood. So here we go. Here's what we're going to do. I want to count 1 through 5. Each number represents the person. When that number is spoken, the power of that person and the hook of that life is going to be extracted from your heart in the name of Jesus. And when we say 5, you're going to walk in total freedom. Spirit, soul, and body. Mind, will, and emotions. Conscious, semi-conscious, unconscious. Your imaginations and your physical body. The stress, the strain, the pressure, the anxiety, the tension that you live under is leaving you. Your blood pressure is going to be normal. Your heart rate is going to be normal. And I know this sounds bizarre, but even your digestive system, the way you release fluids and solids from your body, is going to be healed. It's all connected to the nerves. And God's working a miracle here. Now, for those that are observant, what are we watching? Prophetic revelation, bringing healing, health, life, and deliverance. Spirit, soul, and body. Because as human beings, we are amazingly intertwined between our spirit, soul, and our body. So this is why prophetic reveals not only spiritual things, also mental things and physical things. For the cause of bringing healing, health, life, deliverance, and freedom. Are we ready? Here we go. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the authority of Jesus Christ, His blood, His resurrection, by the person of God, the Holy Spirit, I command these 5 men, their power, their authority, their influence, Dad and 4 abusive men, are coming out of this girl's spirit, soul, body, mind, will, and emotions, conscious, semi-conscious, unconscious realms, and all of her imaginations, starting with Dad number 1. Two. Three. Four. Here he comes. 5. Right now. Honey, I feel God all over me right now. Just take it. This is between you and Him right now. He's on you.
Right.
Release.
No.
Go. Woo. There was power right there. It's like electricity that shoots your body. You know, I remember years ago, as a young believer, I'd see people shake, and I think, what? You know. I'm like, what's up with this shaking thing? And then it happened to me. I tell people, please do not stand near my right leg, because sometimes it's like, oh! This is uncontrollable. It's like electricity goes through your body, and your body reacts to the electric. Are you with me? Now, don't try this at home, but if you stuck your finger, something happens. Oh! Why my right leg? I have no idea. Honey, God's going to deliver you today from all smoke, toxin, and poisons that you've ingested and you've inhaled in your life. All poisons, toxins, and smoke inhalation that has affected your body, even from a child, all right, is being healed in your body today. I just want you to receive that. The fire of God's going to burn through you. There's going to be a quickening of your body. There's going to be life in your body, in your breathing, in your lungs. Now, I don't want to sound strange or alarming, if I could get any more strange or alarming. But I'm looking at the very bottom, I call it the lower eighth portion of your lungs, that about an eighth from the bottom up a little, that need a miracle. Now, I am not a medical doctor. I'm not practicing medicine. So if there's a doctor in this house, they could tell me what this is. But what I'm looking at here, oddly enough, is like green color. I just want to tell you what I see. That's just what I am. I say what I see. It's like a green color in the bottom of her lungs. It's an association with poisons, smoke inhalation, that's going to be burned out by the fire of God. So I'm revealing that by the prophetic. The power of God's going to heal you. The power of God's going to touch you right now in Jesus' name. Now, I believe as a result of this, you're going to have more energy and strength in your physical body. There's going to be an increase of activity, energy in you in the name of Jesus because of a cleansing and purifying of your body. So right now, I'm going to lay my hand very easily. The power of God is going to go through you in the name of Jesus. Now I'm feeling that. I feel fire on my hand, honey. Lord, I release it to her right now. I command any and all toxins, poisons, even industrial waste that's been inhaled to be dissolved and dissipated right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I command it by the authority of Jesus' name. Let the fire of God burn through her lungs right now. Burn through her body right now. There are waves of heat in this. Is anybody feeling this in this room? Can I see your hand way up? You're feeling heat? 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 There are waves of heat. You're feeling it? There's waves of heat flowing here in this room right now. I want you to receive that. It's the manifest presence of God flowing through bodies, healing bodies. It's the tangible person of the Holy Spirit. So I release that to you, my dear, right now. The fire of God's coming on you. Now, are you sensing anything or feeling anything at all right now? That's fine. Because I know He's healing you in the name of Jesus. So just receive that. Walk in that. I expect it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we seal it in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, this last few moments that we're together, I want to lay hands on, minister to any person here today that has any form of sickness, disease, malady, malfunction, ailment, any type of condition in your body. You need God to touch you, digestive system. You need God to heal you today. I'm going to ask you to step out and come. And I want to minister healing to you right now. In the name of Jesus. If you're here just right now, one, two, three, just step out and come. If you'd make a line across this very front for me, please. We're not going to take a long, long time with this. Just One touch and it's done. In the name of Jesus. One touch and it's done. Honey, in the jean jacket, I believe that there is a skeletal realignment miracle for you as you're sitting there. And the primary focus are your hips. Right now. I believe that's the word of the Lord for you right now. And I command by the authority of Jesus' name that your hips move into alignment. In the name of Jesus. I command every incident of that's brought shock and trauma to your body to come off you in the name of Jesus. Every accident, every injury to come off your body right now in the name of Jesus. I release this to you right now. In the name of Jesus. And I want to release a word to you that may seem really weird, but what hasn't this morning? That there will be no trouble with childbirth, you. That your body will have no trouble conceiving and bearing children. I want to release that as a prophetic word in your life. That your hips are healed. And they will not be a factor in this. I want to release that to you right now. In the name of Jesus. And I activate that by the authority of Jesus' name. Now I want to ask you to do this just as an act of faith. Just stand up if you would right where you are and just begin to move your body, please. I want you to begin to move your hips. So just begin to move your upper body. Just kind of move right now in the name of Jesus. Just by faith, just move your legs if you would. Just move your body. Just make a demand on your body right now. And you're going to find everything is moving in the proper alignment right now by the authority of Jesus' name. I release it to you, my friend. In the name of Jesus. Just receive that. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we seal that in the blood of Jesus. Now everyone that's come up here this morning, today, you're here right now. You believe in God to heal your body. You believe in God to heal your body. You believe in God to heal your body. Listen. God's going to release you right now. You're coming into a place where you're loved, you're wanted, you're accepted. You're finding rest. Okay, right now in your life, God has shown me that you have flown through like a bird. You have flown through dark skies. Dark skies. Tumultuous storms have been in your life. But this is what God's saying. This is a prophetic picture. You have come to a nest of rest. Okay, now prophetic people in this room, observe this picture. The vision is this young man, all of his life, flying through storms, black clouds, lightning, wind, tumultuous situations. But God says, I have brought you to a nest of rest. And in this place, this nest of rest, your body is being healed. The stress, the pressure, the tension, the anxiety, the nervousness, the unrest, the unbalance, the never knowing, the uprooting, you never know today if I'll be here today or tomorrow. All that has affected your body chemistry, your nervous system, your stomach. It's affected you physically. But right now, God's going to touch you and you're going to rest. You're going to rest in this nest in the name of Jesus. And your whole body is going to be made whole right now. Do you believe that with me? The power of God's going to touch you. I almost want you to receive this right now. I want to touch you very lightly and very gently in the fire of God. Thank you, Lord. The power of heaven is flowing through you now. Your esophagus is being healed. Your nervous system is being healed. Your stomach is being healed. Your digestive system is being healed. In the name of Jesus. You're coming to a place of rest right now. God says, rest in this nest. You can trust them. You can trust them. You see, what God has shown me, this whole thing is a prophetic picture. I know that last night you were jokingly calling yourself chicken. But I want to tell you something. God's preparing you to be an eagle.
Yes, hallelujah.
And that's a prophetic picture of a prophetic person. And God is saying, rest in this nest now. They're going to feed you. They're going to nurture you. They're going to instruct you. They're going to care for you. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, I release it over this man of God right now. John, right? Mm-hmm. Lord, I thank you for this man. I thank you for his prophetic spirit. I thank you for his compassion and his tenderness. I thank you, God, that you have brought into this nest right now. And we release this right now in the wonderful name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ooh. Here comes another wave of heat. It comes in waves. Just receive this right now. In the name of Jesus, tremendous fire on you right now. Just receive it, my son. Receive it. God is healing you, delivering you, freeing you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, God. We honor you, Holy Spirit. We honor you, Holy Spirit. Right now, just receive that. All over this room, all over this altar area, you've come for healing. You've come for a touch from God. All over this room. This is what I want to ask you to do right now. As an act of faith and a point of contact, I simply want you to take your left hand and place it on your body. Anywhere. I want you to raise your right hand toward heaven. Right now, you are touching heaven and earth at the same time. And there's going to be a transfer of heaven into your earth right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, I simply want you to say this out loud. Father God, I have heard your word. And I come by faith to receive my healing, to receive my miracle. By faith, I ask, I believe, and I receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, as a messenger of God, I take authority over every demonic power and influence that has touched you, afflicted you, come against you in any way in the name of Jesus. I command by the authority of Jesus' name every foul and unclean spirit of sickness, disease, turmoil, torment, ailment, plague, infirmity. In the name of Jesus, every growth, every tumor, every virus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I order you by the authority of the name and by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ to let these people go. I order every demonic assignment canceled, thwarted, cut off, negated, nullified, called null, void, empty, and none effect right now by the power of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I release the healing virtue. I release the miracle virtue. I release the gifts of healings. I release the working of miracles right here, right now, to surge, purge, cleanse, permeate, activate, and stimulate you in the name of Jesus. that every deaf ear is open, every blind eye sees. Floaters in the vision, go right now. Blurred vision, go right now. Ringing of the ears goes right now in the name of Jesus. Every accident, every crash, every injury, every fall is coming off of you right now. Tailbone injuries are being made whole right now. Every disc, every vertebrae is moving into place right now in the name of Jesus. Skeletal alignments right now in Jesus' name. Hormones are being healed right now. Hormonal balance. Glands. Pituitary gland is being healed right. Just receive that right now. Pituitary gland is being healed right now. Thyroid gland, thyroid gland, thyroid gland, thyroid gland, pituitary gland. Honey, receive this right now. It's going through you. The power of God is going through you right now. Even from the womb, even from birth. In the name. Is this your mother? Honey, listen to me. You took medications. You took medications during your pregnancy that were prescribed to you by physicians that had side effects that caused this to happen to this girl. It was not your fault. It was their fault. But God says, the fault has been taken by my son, Jesus. Right now, my dear, God's healing your glands. You were born with this glandular condition. And God's healing you right now. It's not coming. It's now. It's right now. It's right now. Pituitary glands being healed. Thyroid glands being healed. Right now, your glandular system, your hormonal system is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. I break all the effects of steroids. Steroid use. Prescribed medications for you are being broken off your system right now. I release you right now, my dear. The power of God's healing you right now in the name of Jesus. And I want to prophesy into your life. There's going to be a transformation of your body chemistry. This may sound really bizarre to you, but God's showing me right now, your body is not digesting food the proper way. And it's causing your physical body to blow up, to bloat. This is nothing to do with you or your fault of any kind. This is a chemical reaction. Your body is not operating functionally properly. But right now, the power of God's touching you. God is healing you right now. And your body is going to start operating and functioning perfectly. In the name of Jesus. You're going to see your body change. This bloating, this excessive weight gain that's come upon you is leaving you. You're being released from these steroids that have caused this to bloat in you. Pituitary gland, thyroid gland are being healed right now. And the fire of God is going to burn through you. And you're going to feel this in the name of Jesus. Are you ready, honey? Are you ready for your life to change? Right here, right now. I release the power of the person of God, the Holy Spirit. Quickening right now. All the effects of medication, all the effects of medication, even from the womb, you are being healed right now. God's healing you right now, honey. The fire of God's going to burn through you. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to sound comical. For the next week, 7 days, you're going to find yourself having to go to the bathroom more often. You're going to need to release fluid from your body. For the next week, you're going to find yourself going to the bathroom more often because fluids are going to start coming off your body. Fluids are coming off your body. God's purging you. Kidneys, liver, bladder, you're being made whole, honey. And I release it to you right now in Jesus' name. And I want to tell you, a year from now, you won't even recognize yourself. In the name of Jesus, I release you now. Just receive this. Do you believe this, son? You receive this? Mother, do you receive that? In the name of Jesus, right now, I release the power of the Holy Spirit to you. Just simply receive whatever you've come for right now. Just take your miracle. Take your healing. Woo! Waves of heat just went up my back. When that happens, it's going through you, honey. God's touching you. Whoa, there comes more. See, it's the Holy Spirit's touching you, not John. John has nothing to do with this. It's the person of God, the Holy Spirit. You are in the presence of Jesus. He's revealing His great love to you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Honey, I'm not going to get personal with you, but I do want to tell you one thing. God says it's over. It's all forgiven. And you're going forward. You're going forward. There's not one person that hasn't messed up. All right? Everybody's messed up. But this thing's not going to beat you up anymore. No more. No more. God says it's forgiven, it's forgotten, and you're going forward because you have a future. You have a future. And God's releasing you right now. God is saying, I am your Father. And I don't want to get overly into your business, but God is saying, I'm the Father that you've never known. And I'm filling that void. And you won't need to try to look for love or acceptance anywhere. You have it right here. You have it right here. I want you to receive that right now. God says you are pure, you are clean, you are forgiven, you're a brand new woman. All things are new. I want you to hear that in your spirit, man. All things are new. In the name of Jesus. And God, I pray, have mercy on anyone and everyone that's hurt this girl in any way. Have mercy on their souls in the name of Jesus. Honey, just receive right now. God's revealing His great love to you. The Holy Spirit's touching you right now. Just relax in His presence. My dear sister, I want you to receive whatever you need right now. I lay my hands on you. I impart to you right now. Receive your miracle. Receive what you come for in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you, after hands have been laid on you, just to begin to do what you could not do. That foot. That foot. I want to tell you an amazing story as we're flowing here. It was a Sunday morning and I was going to start a revival that night in a church. And the pastor said, John, I just want you to come up and introduce yourself. I'm going to preach this morning, and then you tell the people you're going to begin ministering tonight through Wednesday. I said, fine, that's cool. And so I'm standing here during worship. I'm standing in the front row, and I'm worshiping God. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit says, you see the guy behind you with the cane? I'm like trying to be cool, you know. Yeah. God says if you tell that man to drop the cane, walk up here, I'll heal him. I'm like, okay. So I'm worshiping God, worshiping God, worshiping God. Experiencing the wonderful presence like it's in this room right now. God says, see the woman to your right with the air cast on her foot? I'm like, yeah. Trying not to be too obvious. God says, if you tell her to take that thing off and walk up here, I'll heal her. Like, okay. So now we've got a man with a cane behind me. We've got a woman with an air cast to my right. So the worship comes to a conclusion. And pastor's making a few introductory remarks. I'm feeling the power of God on me. So he invites me to come up. And I walk up there. At this point in time, I am feeling the power of God on my body. And I took the microphone and I remember saying, this is going to be a week of miracles. The power of God is going to come down on this road. And I said, God says, you with the cane, if you'll drop that cane and walk up here, I'll heal you now. And you, if you take that, cast off your foot and walk up here, I'll heal you now. All of a sudden, the man who was behind me drops his cane, clunk, and starts walking. He starts walking back and forth, back and forth. All of a sudden, all you could hear was whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. The woman was jerking the straps off that cast. She took the thing off and started walking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, just like this girl right here. Back and forth. Are you ready? Come on. Back and forth. Now, what I didn't know was this. Because sometimes God doesn't share. Now, come here. Walk back and forth. Back and forth. Come on, just walk it out. Just act it out. What I didn't know was the man with the cane behind me just woke up from a 6-month coma. He wasn't even supposed to live. He had an identification card from the state of New Jersey saying he was officially an invalid. The power of God healed him instantly. He obeyed the word of the Lord, dropped the cane, and walked. The woman had a broken foot, was perfectly healed, just walking out the word of the Lord. So I just release that over. We're talking supernatural, saints. This is the realm that we're walking in this morning. This is the realm of the supernatural, my dear. And I release it to you now that the person of the Holy Spirit surges, purges, cleanses in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive everything you've come for right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for this body, Lord. I thank you for these kidneys. I thank you for the openings, there's no blockages in the tubes for releasing of fluid from her body. I thank you that she's perfectly healed, that there'll never be any growths or tumors, there'll never be any deposits. I thank you for healing right now. I just release it. Just receive everything you've come for, honey. Just take it now in the name of Jesus. There is a tangible fire right now manifested. I release it to you. Right now, whoo, there's another wave. It's like waves of heat rushing waves, honey. Just take it now. Just take it now. I release healing to this child in the name of the Lord Jesus. I release healing to you now, my friend, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I release healing to every joint in your body in the name of Jesus. I release healing to you. Just receive what you come for. Right now, right now, right now, young man, I release healing to you. Receive, right there. Waves of fire are going through your body. Just receive it. I feel the fire right now. Receive it, son, in Jesus' name. Now do what you could not do. I want to encourage you, when you've had had hands laid on you, then just do what you could not do. You know your own body. Lord, I release it. Mother, there's fire right here. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle right now, right now, right now, right now. That there'll never be any prostate trouble in the name of Jesus. I call you well right now. Whoo, by the fire of the living God. Right now, be healed in the name of Jesus. Now do what you could not do. Right now, and the power of God is flowing through your body. This upper legs. I feel fire on my upper legs. God is touching legs in this room right now. Just receive that right now, right now, right now. Just move your body right now, right now. Backs moving in place, discs and vertebrae in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, be made whole right now. There'll be no ear infections. Thank you, Lord. No ear infections in this child. That these ears drain perfectly and properly. There's no damage of the ears. No retention of fluid in the ears. No ear infections. I release that word over you right now. Known or unknown. Receive this now in Jesus' name. Receive right now. Receive right now. The fire of God's burning through you. Receive what you come for. Just take it by faith. It's yours right now. Right now. Right now. You've already been healed. You've already been healed. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Strength coming into your body. Strength coming into your body right now. I release strength into you. Oh, God, I thank you for bringing a chemical balance in her body chemistry. Lord, I release healing into her body chemistry. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Lord, I call calcium. I call this body chemistry to come into a balance right now. In the name of Jesus. Right now, I speak life to her. I speak life to her. Vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak calcium. I command this body chemistry. Whoo, coming into alignment right now. I don't know if you feel this, but there is fire. Serious fire in the name of Jesus. And I know this is going to sound really weird, but I just felt somebody touch my right arm. Right here, I felt fire touch my arm. It's going through you right now. I believe it's the angel of the Lord is right here touching me in the name of Jesus. Lord, I release him right now. I release this power into your body. I release this power into your body. I release this power into your body in the name of Jesus. Now, known or unknown to you, God, just take my word on this one, that there has been like a hidden worry, a hidden fear back here, that you would die from what your ancestors died from. This thing is being extracted from you right now. It's being broken off you. Whew, right now, you're being released from this thing. In the name of Jesus, this will not be even a subconscious hindrance to you. In the name of Jesus, I release you right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to walk in Psalm 91:16, that with long life, God's going to satisfy you and show you His salvation. God, I thank you for this right now. I praise you for this right now. Just receive in Jesus' name, honey. Woo! There's fire on you right now, 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 right now. I release the person of the Holy Spirit. Father, let him feel it. Let him feel you. Let him feel the fire burning through his body right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I release you right now. I release you to 100% flexibility, 100% mobility, 100% range of motion, 100% restriction free in the name of Jesus. That there will be no growth disorders for you, known or unknown, but that you will walk into full maturity with nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing out of balance. I release this to you right now by the authority of Jesus' name. Just receive what you come for. Right now, my dear brother, my dear friend, I release the power of God, the Holy Spirit, surging, purging, cleansing, permeating, activating the heart muscle, heartbeat, heart rate, heart rhythm. Lord, I thank you right now that every valve is perfect. Every vein is perfect. I thank you that the aorta is perfect. Lord, I thank you that you're taking what the doctors have begun and bring it to completion and fruition now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you for strengthening this man of God. Strengthen his body, God, like Caleb right now. At 85, Caleb says, give me a mountain. Give me my mountain in the name of Jesus. No frailty. Psalm 105:37, I prophesy over you that not only have you come out with silver and gold, but not one feeble person among their tribes. No feeble, not feeble. You will not be feeble. You will not be weak and feeble, but you are strong by the power of Jesus Christ. I speak a restoration miracle into your spirit, soul, and body right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for this. I praise you for this. I honor you for this man. I honor this man of God that's given his life to serve you. We honor him. We treasure him right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that you have great things in his future. His future is big. His future is bright. His future is huge. And we're looking into that future, God, and we're thanking you for it. In Jesus' name. No shortness of breath. No shallowness of breath. No loss of breath. No dizziness. No fainting. In the name of Jesus, we call you strong. We call you well. We call you whole. In the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for him. And touch in the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Just receive it, brother. It's yours. Right now, the power of the Holy Spirit flows to you. Honey, just take whatever you need. Take what you need right now. Just lay claim to it. Draw on it. The authority of Jesus' name right now. Pain goes all over this room. Ears are open. Eyes are open. Floaters are gone. Blurred vision is gone. In the name of Jesus, hearing has been restored. In the name of Jesus, all over this room, all over this room, all over this room. Breathing normal. Heart rates are normal. Heartbeats are normal. Blood pressures are normal in this room. Tension has gone. Stress has gone. Pressure has gone. Anxiety has gone. Worry has gone. Fear has gone. In the name of Jesus, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, has settled over us. We are clouded under the cloud of his glory right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm encouraging people all over this room, just start doing anything you could not do. If you need to take 3 deep breaths, do it now. You need to move your body, your knees. You need to move your elbow, your arm, your shoulder, rotator cuff, collarbone. You need to begin to move your body, your hips, your legs, your knees, your feet, your ankles. You need to begin to move your legs up and down. Bend over, touch your toes. I'm encouraging you right now, begin to do it. Begin to do it. Begin to listen. Listen out of the ear you could not hear from. Look out of the eye you couldn't see from. In the name of Jesus, every tumor, every growth, every polyp, I command to die, dissipate, dissolve, and dematerialize. I want to encourage you, if you need to have an exam, go have the exam. Let them find nothing. If you want to go to a restroom, a private place, examine your body personally. Do that now and find that whatever was there is now gone. By the authority of Jesus' name, I release the miraculous. I release the supernatural divine power of the person of God, the Holy Spirit. Surging, purging, cleansing, permeating, activating, stimulating all over this room right here, right now. I release him in Jesus' name. Right now, right now, right now, right now, honey. Just take it, receive it right now. Receive what you need from Jesus Christ. He's touching you. He's healing you. He's delivering you. He's freeing you. No pain in Jesus' name. Receive it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. I release you. 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 Lord, I thank you for what the gifts you've given this girl. I thank you for the mind you've given her. Lord, I thank you that you're top in for her. The best. Go for the best. Settle for anything less. You have the ability. You have the ability. You have the potential. Lord, I stir it up. Activate her now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you right now. I thank you right now. The power of the Holy Spirit on you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Don't settle for anything less right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, this may sound very strange to you at a young age, but you have the inborn or inbred capacity to run, to oversee companies, corporations. This is what's inside of you right now. I see this on the inside of you, and I'm speaking to it. I'm prophesying to it. In the name of Jesus, don't settle for anything less. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Listen to me. Don't just slide through. I know it's easy now. It's no big deal. God is saying, challenge yourself. Challenge yourself, because God's ordained you for the top. I see you running corporations like a CEO. You have that kind of potential. And I want to prophesy into it. I want to breathe breath of life to activate this to you right now for the kingdom of God's sake. In the name of Jesus. And I seal this in the blood of Jesus Christ right now. Amen. 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 Now, very quickly, before I ask the pastor to come, if you're in this room today, you felt the power of God. Can I just see your hand up high? How many in this room can honestly say that to you today? Maybe you, God has healed your body and you know it. God has released you or delivered you and you know it. I want to encourage you to tell somebody. Share it with somebody. And tell them about the supernatural God that's in this church and in your life. Let's believe God for a major healing revival to bust out in this house. A major miracle revival to bust out, and that the fire will just saturate this region. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So Lord, right now, I stand here in faith. And by faith, I impart to this man of God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you commanded me in Matthew 10:8 to heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. But you also said, freely you have received, so freely give. And right now, God, I pray for a supernatural divine transfer into this man's life and ministry. Everything that you have given to me, healing, deliverance, the prophetic, whatever graces, mantles, gifts, talents, abilities, and anointings, I pray today for a supernatural divine transfer into my brother's life. And Lord, I freely give him what you've given me by faith for the kingdom's sake. That miracles will begin to happen. That the signs of the apostle are signs, wonders, and miracles. And I'm expecting on this trip you will lay hands on people, pastors. You will impart the healing ministry, the miracle ministry to them. You will release the supernatural into their lives in the name of Jesus. And the great signs, wonders, miracles, and healing will take place in these pastors' lives as you take the time to lay hands on them. They will be healed. And they will carry the supernatural element back to their churches, that they'll begin to have healing lines and miracles and signs and wonders will begin to manifest. You are a carrier, you are a courier, you are a depositor, not only of the word, not only of teaching, not only of church government, not only of church structure, not only of worship, but of the supernatural element of the person of God, the Holy Spirit, will now be manifest in your meetings like never before. I release it, I impart it, I command it, I activate this now by the authority of Jesus' name. And I fully expect incredible life-changing testimonies that the fire of the supernatural will begin to sweep throughout Europe. Because of the divine deposit that you are going to make as an ambassador for the King. In Jesus' name, we believe it, we agree on it, and we seal this under the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus. And all those that believe, agree, and receive said, amen. Amen. To God be the praise. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate you, brother.
Amen. Wow. And that's all you can say. Amen.